The mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt, is having a hectic week. Tuesday's city council meeting ran into the wee hours of Wednesday. A few hours later, he's fielding phone calls from the national media. It all centers on a plastic nativity scene sitting atop an overhang on a city hall entrance. The dust-up began last week when the city council president put up the display. At the time, the city was going to allow other displays reflecting other religions. But Schmidt says things quickly got silly.
I mean, we had some people with this Festivus pole, somebody with this flying spaghetti. I mean, come on, this is a serious holiday. It's a very respected holiday in Green Bay.
A Wiccan wreath was displayed but later vandalized, and the guy with the Festivus pole was Sean Ryan. Ryan spoke at this week's city council meeting.
The reason I did that is not because I'm a devout follower of the holiday of Festivus, although I certainly believe in some of its principles, including the airing of grievances. I did it to point out the obvious. It doesn't belong. And I also feel, even though I am Catholic, that the nativity doesn't belong.
The council deadlocked on the issue. Mayor Schmidt cast the deciding vote to let the nativity stay and ban other religious symbols. The council will vote on more permanent guidelines next week. Schmidt says he thinks most Green Bay residents want Christmas decorations.
Look, that's when it comes to a 6-6 vote that I've got to make a decision. And whether you decorate City Hall and celebrate the holiday or you don't. And I made the decision that we do.
Schmidt says next year's decorating scheme will be more inclusive, and he says Green Bay is ready to defend itself in the event of a lawsuit. If a lawsuit comes, it will likely be from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The group's director, Annie Laurie Gaylor, says she's amazed at the city council's decision.
You know, to then say they're going to create a public forum and then not do it and say that this stays up for the 2 weeks of Christmas and nothing else goes up, I think they've made themselves completely vulnerable legally.
Gaylor says she's consulting with an attorney, and her group isn't just fighting the Green Bay nativity. She's written to county officials in Manitowoc protesting a manger scene by the county building. Gaylor says the only reply she's gotten was an emailed Merry Christmas. She's also drawn the ire of the mayor of Peshtigo, also over a creche.
Well, Peshtigo, we got a response that where the mayor quoted John 3:16 to us and talked about how wonderful Christianity is. I mean, we are talking about a level of ignorance in public officials that is awe-inspiring.
In the meantime, a plastic Mary and Joseph keep watch over the baby Jesus on top of the doorway overhang. The only thing missing are three wise men. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.